Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready to get hungry with today's Carter's Question.
It's time for Carter's Question of the Day.
Hey guys, it's Carter for Carter's Question. I want to wonder, what's your after-school snack? Mine is strawberries and pizza.
Colt, what you munching on back there?
Some cheese, maybe pizza?
If you could pick any snack to have after school, what would you guys eat?
I want a gourmet food.
Gourmet food? Like, I already feel like I'm making you guys two dinners a day.
I'm telling you, these kids come home from school and they're starving. And I'm like, did you eat lunch? Yeah, we ate lunch.
What does he mean by gourmet food? You coming out with like a big dish? And...
That's what he expects. Yeah. Wow. I'm like, no, you had yesterday was leftover pizza and some strawberries. Colt had a little mini pizza. They have like their go-tos as soon as they come home. It's like, can I have chicken fingers? Can I have Colt likes mini pancakes? And they know exactly what they want. And they will eat that, and a couple hours later, they'll have dinner again. It's crazy.
They chow a lot. But do you remember coming home from school, and the first thing, you'd be hungry, but you open up the fridge or the freezer, and it was like, oh, that is what I need. A little something to take the edge off.
Right?
One of those things in there.
Long, hard day at school. What was your go-to snack?
El Monterey bean and cheese burritos.
Oh, very specific. Oh. It had to be that brand.
It had to be that brand. Had to be bean and cheese. Came in an orange bag. I think there was like 8 in a package, and I'd always be so sad because every time I'd have some, I'd have to roll the bag up a little bit more. That meant there were less burritos, but those were the best things to have after coming home from school.
How many burritos were you hitting?
I would do two.
Two
I would
a day.
Do two on the plate, yeah, and then drizzle a little Tapatio on them. Oh, so good. What was your go-to?
I would say mine was probably, what are they, the Pizza Pockets, the Tostinos?
Pizza rolls?
Pizza, yeah, that you put in the oven and then they come out and you'd take a bite and you'd burn the inside of your mouth because they were too hot.
Wait, you'd put them in the oven? You had that much time to...
Well, I didn't. My mom would.
Wow, you're so spoiled. Some of us had to use the microwave.
We had gourmet, okay?
And the ones in the middle were always cold.
Hot Pockets, Uncrustables, pizza rolls, bagel bites. What was your go-to after-school snack?
Mine were the El Monterey burritos that I was drooling over just a few minutes ago. You also mentioned pizza rolls. That was another good one for me. Bagel bites weren't too bad. Chicken taquitos. Anything, pretty much anything you could just throw in the microwave.
951 agreeing with you says it was taquitos, but from the Tasty Freeze. Oh, so they were going out to eat after school.
I don't remember the brand of mine.
909 says Doritos and a banana. Yes. There was something about that combination.
Gross.
This one I totally remember. 909, for me it was tortillas and butter. Not a lot of butter, just enough. Those little butter burritos, but I used to do it with peanut butter, and you'd let the peanut butter melt, and it tastes like an Abba Zabba.
You put the tortilla on the stovetop with the peanut butter and let it cook?
Yeah, and it melts the peanut butter. Oh, it was so good.
Oh.
Don't look at me like that. Xavier, what was your go-to after-school snack?
I would say the yogurt stick.
Like the Go-Gurts? The yogurts that come in the long thing?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good one.
That was the only way you could get me to eat yogurt.
Was a Go-Gurt?
Was the Go-Gurt. Yeah. Fun flavors. Kid appealing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.